This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenye adzirikuitika muZimbabwe. Tirikute penyura tiripa mzinda we Voice of America, urumu Washington DC.
Le is Studio 7. Umsakazo olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Manera kana kavatereri tinosangana zvakare manera anhasi uri musi wechina nyamavhuvhu 4 2016. Makateerera ku Studio 7 nepfenyuro yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe dzamunopiwa ne Studio 7 iri muWashington DC. Munotibata pa 909 AM, pa 4930 kana pa 11605 ne 15775 kHz pa shortwave. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ini ndini wenyu Jonga Kandemiri, ndiri muWashington DC, ndichiti ezvinoizvi zviri munhau dzedu dzanhasi. Vamwe vatsigiri vebato reMDCT vanorohwa kushamva mudunhu reMashonaland Central nevanofungidzirwa kunze vatsigiri veZANU-PF. Vanhu vanoudza Human Rights Commission kuti mapurisa nemauto ndo vari pamberi mukutyora kodzero dzevanhu munyika. Vamwe vanhu voronga kuratidzira pamiganhu yenyika vachinyunyuta nechirongwa chehurumende chekurambidza zvimwe zvinhu zviri kutengwa kunze kwenyika kupinda munyika. Iyi ndiyo mimwe yemisoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi dzichiuya kwamuri dzichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Vamwe vatsigiri vebato reMDCT varohwa zvakaipisisa kushamva mudunhu reMashonaland Central nevanofungidzirwa kunze vatsigiri veZANU-PF. Vatsigiri veMDCT ava vanoti vanga vaenda kunoviga mumwe wavo akashaya, asi vazorwiswa vari pamariro apa mudunhu reMadziwa. Kuti tinzwe zvizhinji, Blessing Zulu weStudio 7 abata vaGilbert Kagodora vanoe nhengo yeMDCT mudunhu iri.
Tine member yedu yeparty, National Executive Member, akaita akashaya mari mwezuro. So isisu sema members ebato takauya kuno kumadziwa kunochema mumwe wedu. Unfortunately, so paata kwa vanhu MDC including Senator Lilian Tsivios, National Executive Member Memory Mpondia, nema members mamwe National Executive including myself, nema members province, Mashonaland Central.
Saka mati ndiani wamanga muchiviga?
Evangelista Kaundikiza, a member of the National Executive of the Women's Assembly.
Vaka shaikira kupa?
Vaka shaikira kuchitungwiza bodi yawe kato uya kunokushamba nezuru.
Saka mazo kwa nise ere kuwiga mufi?
Tanganiza kilipo, at least pazo ita intervention ma purisa, pa mashiru ma purisa tozo ya pa funeral bachi.
Pane vasungwa ere?
Havasa ati mapurisa vachiri vakamira, vasa havana munhu akasungwa izvezvi.
Ko pane vakuwara pana aenda kuchipatara here?
Memory Mpondia ndiyaenda kuchipatara. Ino ndiyanyanya atakwa zvakanyanya.
Chikonzero chei chaita kuti munge muchirwiswa?
Vanhu veZANU believes kuti Shamva North is a no-go area for a movement for democratic change. And seeing us here zvabva zvavaita kuti vavhunduke presence yedu. Nekuti zvinobva zvaita kuti vamwe vanhu vari kuno vanotya vazive kuti musangano weMDC uriko.
VaGilbert Kagodora vanoe nhengo yeMDCT vari parunhare kuShamva. Hatina kukwanisa kunzwa divi reZANU-PF kana kumapurisa panyaya iyi. Sangano reZimbabwe Human Rights Commission raita musangano nevanhu muchinoi nhasi, umwe vanhu vati mapurisa nemauto ndo vari pamberi mukutyora kodzero dzevanhu. Mutoro wedu wenhau Arthur Chigoriwa anotipa nyaya inotevera.
Mumwe mugaro wemuchinoi amai Cleopatra Mubvumbi vanoti commission inofanirwa kuongorora kutyora kwekodzero dzevanhu pavanenge vachiratidzira vaine mvumo yemapurisa uye pamaroadblocks. Amai Mubvumbi vanoti mapurisa nemasoja ndivo pamberi kutyora kodzero dzevanhu munyika.
Maroadblocks akawandisa murodi umu. At the same time, zvinhu zvavanenge vachida vachibvunza, matriangle tinawo, zvese zvavanoda zvese. Asi mupurisa anotidzika undiratidze pane spare. Ini motikari yangu ine vhiri kumashure rinotooneka, but anotidzika pasteri ndione vhiri iroro and asari kurona. Saka point yacho ndotoishaya kuti chii. Saka ndinoona senge abuse, harassment and kude kungoti tingovafila. Saka ndiri kukumbira kuti nechirongwa chataita panapa ichi titange tatora isusu iwo mapurisa tova educator kuti munhu anobatwa sei, anohandliwa sei.
Mumwe mugaro wemuchinoi uye vachiita zvematongerwo enyika vatendai musonza vanoti dzidziso iri kuita commission kuvanhu yakanaka asi inofanirwa kutanga kuitwa kumapurisa. Vamusonza vanoti mapurisa, masoja nevasori ndivo vanotyora kodzero dzevanhu zvakanyanya.
Tiri kuti urongo hwavauya nawo hwakanaka, asi tatichikumbira kuti zvavari kutaura umo vazviudze vanhu vacho vanokanganisa magariro evanhu zvakanaka, vano vemapurisa, masoja nemaCIO ndo vari kutoda dzidziso hombe vasati vauya kwatiri.
Komishina Petuna Chiriseri vanoti komisheni yavo iri kushushikana nekutyorwa kuri kuitwa kodzero dzevanhu nemapurisa. Amai Chiriseri vanoti mukuru wavo vaElijah Mugwadi vari kutaurirana nemukuru wemapurisa Commissioner General Augustine Chihuri nezvekutyorwa kwekodzero dzevanhu munyika nemapurisa.
And that is the role of our chairman, and he mentioned to the civil society meeting that we had last week that he was the first one to pick up the phone to personally engage the police commissioner general on the issue, and there are pending meetings concerning that.
Amai Chiriseri vakurudzira vanhu kuti vauye kumahofisi avo kuzomhanara nyaya dzekutyorwa kwekodzero dzakasiyana-siyana, kwete dzezvematongerwo enyika chete. Komisheni yekuongorora kutyorwa kwekodzero dzevanhu munyika yakaumbwa muna 2010 zvichitevera bumbiro idzva remutemo renyika. Kusvikira pari nhasi, nyaya dzinodarika 400 dzakaunzwa pamberi pekomishina iyi munyika. Asi masangano anorwira kodzero dzevanhu anoti komisheni iyi haina meno, nekuti kunyange vamwe vanotyora kodzero dzevanhu vachizivikanwa vanoregedzwa vachiita madiro ajojina. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muchinoi, ndini Atha Chigoriwa.
Masangano akawanda kusanganisira revanotenga nekutengesa zvinhu kunze kwenyika, reInternational Cross Border Traders Association, reTajamuka ne #ThisFlag anoti ari kukurudzira vanhu kuti vasaenda kumiganho yose inoshandiswa kupinda munyika pamwe nekubuda kubva musi wa8 mwedzi uno. Mutauriri weCitizens Movement, sangano rinonzi rakamirira masangano ose ari kuronga kuratidzira uku, vaJoseph Chanakira vanoti varonga kutora danho rekuratidzira senzira yekuratidza kuramba kwavo kutambira mutemo weStatutory Instrument 64 wakadzikwa nehurumende uyo unorambidza kupinzwa munyika kwezvigadzirwa zvinobva kunze. Ngatinzwei hurukuro yataita navachanakira pamusoro penyaya iyi.
Zvatiri kuita vakuru ndezvekuti tiri kukumbirisa vanhu vemuZimbabwe vari kugara mukati medzimwe nyika dzakapoteredza Zimbabwe. Tiri kuti kwavari izvo hurumende yedu haichatibvumiri kutumira mbatya dzatinenge tatenga. Saka tiri kuti izvozvo zvinotikanganisa mararamiro edu. Saka tiri kuti kuvanhu neurongwa hwatinahwo hwekuratidzira kumabhodha vatisapote, vatitsigire kuti hurumende ione zveshuwa-shuwa kuti yakakanganisa. Kana ichinge yaona kuti yakakanganisa, inozotitaurira kuti ichapagadzirisa sei ipapo kuti vanhu vagone kuendesa zvinhu zvavo zvavanenge vashanda.
Mungaona here vanhu vachitambira kurudziro yenyu yekuvhara mabhodha iyoyi?
Inototambirwa chete nekuti kune vanhu vakaita sana namaraicha vaita kurambatya dzichibva kuno kuenda kumusha. Vanhu ava vakandiwa out of business nokuti zvokutakura zvacho hapasisina. Mutsvagurudzo dzataita nekutaura navanhu vari kuisapota nhauyi vachiti yakanaka, ngatiratidzirei kuhurumende kusvika hurumende yedu yazodzidza kutora madhisizhini ichinge yakonsulta vanhu.
Zviri pamutemo here zvamuri kuita izvo kukurudzira vanhu kuti vavhare bhodha?
Hatisi kukurudzira vanhu kuti vavhare bhodha. Isu tiri kuti tiri kunoprotesta tiri kumabhodha. Asi zvamunoziva imi ndezvekuti panoprotesta vanhu, maservices anova disrupted.
Iyo hurumende muri kumboedzawo here kugara nayo pasi muchikurukura pane kutora matano akaita saiwa.
Ndinofunga muchiri kurangarira kuti musi wa 1 July kwakaita nhau yakaita seiyo iyi vakarovana navanhu vehurumende yedu vakarovana navanhu kumabhodha panhau iyi. Vapedzazvo vakamboita senge varivhaiza mutemo uyoyo vachibvisa nekuwedzera zvinhu asi kubva musi wa 9 vane zvimwe zvinhu zvavari kuwedzera futi palist. Havana kumbosangana nemacross border associations kana nevanhuwo zvavo nedzimwe nzira dzavanoziva kuti vangasangana sei neruzhinji rwavanhu. Vanongoita chete ivo zvavanenge vachiona kuti ndo zvakavarerukira.
Vanga vari mutauriri wesangano reCitizens Movement vaJoseph Chanakira vari parunare kuJohannesburg, South Africa neStudio 7. Zvichakadaro, mapurisa anoti akasunga vanhu vatatu nezuro. Mutauriri wemapurisa Senior Assistant Commissioner Charity Sharamba vati vatatu ava vakabvisa mupurisa hembe nebhutsu. Mune imwe nyaya kuBait Bridge, mutongi wedare amai Gloria Takundwa vapa vamoge Ncube mukana wekubvisa mari yechibatiso mushure mekunge vazvipira kumapurisa nezuro. VaNcube vanga vachitsvagwa nekuratidzira kwakaitwa pabhodha mwedzi wapera. Blessing Zulu Studio 7 abata gweta ravaNcube vaPatrick Tererai veZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights.
Taenda kukoti mkwini. Anga zizi wane public violence. Kaya mwavaya waka sumba kubendzi. Musuwa mkwa 2 na 3 July. Saka anga zizi ndaja kujoinu wapani wangu ya mkwa 22. Atata abuwa beure $100.
Saka nguwa ese anga rimu tirongo ere?
Ayo, no anga sire. Aka zisare ndaiga kumapurisa nezuro.
Mapurisa achi ne mamu wanwa achiri kutuaga ere kana kuti ndiye iwe kupedzisira?
I believe this is the last one. Because ndakufunga ndiye anenge ava accused number 27 but vanhu vese vakapiwa bail vakasungwa.
Saka pane akabvuma mhosva here kana kuti vese vari kuramba mhosva dzavari kupomerwa?
Vese vari kuramba. Saka trial ichatanga I think week 22.
VaPatrick Tererai vanove gweta reZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights vari parunare naBlessing Zulu Studio 7. Batore Zanu PF Politburo nezuro rakadzinga vamwe vakuru vesangano reZimbabwe National Liberation War Veterans Association. Vakadzingwa mubato vanosanganisira munyori mukuru wesangano iri vaVictor Matema Danda uye munyori wesangano Drodzokorora uye mutauriri wesangano vaDouglas Mahia. Mukuzeya nezvenyaya iyi Blessing Zulu Studio 7 abata vaMahia avati zvakaitwa nebato iri hazvina maturo ose.
Ndine urombo nekuti chinhu chavakaisa matiri chikadyarwa chikakura chikamera chikaburitsa zvibereko zviri kudyiwa nevanhu vese vanoda kuti nekukura kwachaita chiri mari kumatiri kwemakore anodarika makumi mana. That is the political component iri matiri. Woti tisu hatifani kuti tinge tisaishandise tinge tisina nzvimbo yekuishandisira. Kutidzinga musangano vanogona kuti dzinga nyama asi mweya wedu nezvinangwa zvinofanira kuti zvinge zvichisvikwa. Tinongoramba tichitaura nekuchitaura pamusoro pekuti zviitwe tichinamata nekuna Mwari kuti Mwari zvatakafira nezvatakatambudzikira isusu vamwe tiri vapenyu vamwe vakafa vane zvavakafira zvinofanira kuitika izvozvo zvekuti ruzhinji rwevanhu rurege kutambura sekutambura kwavari kuita. At least vawanewo rugare vazvinzwe kuti takasununguka zvinoreva vanhu vakasununguka.
Musati madzingwa manga mapuwa tsamba here dzekuti muri kupomerwa mhosva dzekuti?
Inina ndina kumbopiwa hameno vamwe vangu asi inina ndina kupiwa.
Saka mubato iri panonzi kana usina kugutsikana unokwanisa kudzokerako kana kuti kuita iya inonzi appeal. Imi muri kutarisira here kuti muite izvozvo?
Inini pachangu handioni chikonzero chekuti ndinga chindoita appeal nekuti mukati mangu kutimo chakadyarwa mandiri nekusimba kwachakaita chikuru pane zvavanofunga ivo. Saka ndinoda kuti ndivape mukana wokuti vafare nekufara kukuru kuti vakadzinga munhu akarwa hondo akapa simba remazvematongerwo enyika zvavaita kuti ivo mumwe nemumwe ave nehuminista uye kuti agare chigaro chikuru mubato ratakachengeta kubva richiri diki rakabhanwa nevarungu.
Sekunzwa kwamuri kuita ndiani apa akaita kuti munge muchidzingwa mubato?
Nokuda kwekuti zvinhu zvakaitika nezuro chaiye pandakazviziva uye zvese munhu anga ari muchizarira akasungirirwa ndandisati ndanyanya kutsvaga kuti ndiani akazviita. Zvakatongouyawo kwandiri semasoko angokandwa kwandiri ndichiyadzwa ndinza handisati ndaziva kuti ndiwanani asi chandoziva inini ndechekuti inyaya bedzi dzekuti varume ava veG40 vari kuda kugadzira nekubudirira mune zvavakananga munyaya dzesimba rezvematongerwo enyika munyika munomu.
Mutauriri wesangano reZimbabwe Liberation War Veterans Association vaDouglas Mahia vari parunare muHarare naBlessing Zulu Studio 7. Mutungamiri wenyika yeAmerica vaBarack Obama neZuro vakataura nezvisvaro zvenyika dzemuAfrica kusanganisira vechidiki 56 kubva kuZimbabwe. Vechidiki ava vanga vari muchirongwa cheMandela Washington Fellowship chinodzidzisa vechidiki zvidzidzo zvakanangana nekuti vave vatungamiri. Studio 7 yakataura nevamwe vechidiki ava. Totanga kunzwa kubva kuna vaGolden Maunganidze avo vanova mutori wenhau uye vari mudzidzisi mukutapwa kwenhau avo vanotaurawo zvavakadzidza kubva kuna vaObama neZuro.
Chakanyanya kukosha chandanzwa kunabva kuna vaObama ini semutori wenhau ndechekuti nyika kuti ibudirire inodawo media yakasununguka, inoda kuti kana government kana hurumende ikwanise kusunungura nekupa vanhu vanotora nhau mukana wekuti vakwanise kutsoropodza panoda kutsoropodza, vakwanise kupawo mazano panoda kupawo mazano. Nyika kuti ibudirire inoda kuti vatori venhau vanga vaine rusununguko rwakakwana.
VaGolden Maunganidze ndemumwe vechidiki vanga vari muchirongwa cheMandela Washington Fellowship. Mumwe wevechidiki anga aripo ndava O'Brien Makore vanokurudzirawo vechidiki veZimbabwe kuti vashande nesimba zvisinei nezvimingamupinyi zviripo munyika.
Zvandinoda kutaurira vechidiki ndezvekuti pari kuda kuti tishande nesimba uye ngatirambei tiri focused pane pasinei nematambudziko atingadai tiri kusangana nawo. Ngatifungei nezveZimbabwe tichitarisa munguva yemberi, ngatirege kuvhiringidzwa nezviripo. Saka ngatishandei nesimba, mikana yatiri kuwana irimo macommunities iyoyo, ngatise effort yedu yese titry kusimudzira nyika yedu, nekuti tinoyatsoziva kuti mangwana akajeka uye tikashanda nesimba pamwe chete zvinhu zvinofamba mune zvakanaka. Muzvidzidzo zvangu takasvika pakunyatsoona kuti kuAmerica ndiri kuZimbabwe ndaingofungidzira kuti kuno kunotambwa. Paunotanga kufunga nezveAmerica unotanga kufunga mayouth vapana vanenge vapfeka makepi vakarembedza mabhurugu, asi aiwo takatoona kuti zvinhu zvakasiyana, mayouth ekuno anotoshandawo chaizvo.
VaO'Brien Makore ndemumwe vechidiki vanga vari muchirongwa cheMandela Washington Fellowship. Tabatawo waFree Blessing Murawa.
Alright, muZimbabwe ndiri chiremba wemeno, dentist nemuchirungu, asi ndinoshanda nemaorganizations akasiyana-siyana mangu ari muZimbabwe mwari munzi kweZimbabwe kubatsira vanhu vari kumamisha vari kuZimbabwe kuvapa kuvarapisa pachena. Ndafara chaizvo kuva ndichingovawo one of the people akwanisa kuona president. Ndandisafungira kuti muupenyu hwangu ndaikwanisa kuzosvikawo pachidanho ichi, but ndaonawo president vachitaura and ndanzwa vachitaura maerano nezveutungamiri leadership. Kuzvideredzera kwavanoita kungava vari munhu mukuru munyika munomu, asi vano yatinoti humility pachirungu.
Vanga vari vaFreeman vaFree Blessing Murawa. Zvichakadaro, pane vamwe vechidiki kubva kuZimbabwe vakakwanisawo kuwana mari dzekuita zvirongwa zvavo. Vakawana mari ava vanoti Nobukhosi Ndlovu, Kudzai Isaka Jero, Chipo Chikomo naCollins Nyamadzau. Makateerera kunepfenyuro yevanhu yeStudio 7, tiri kutepfenyura tiri muWashington DC. Tombotarisa zvaitika kune dzimwe nyika nhasi. Mutungamiri wenyika yeAmerica vaBarack Obama nhasi vari kusangana nevakuru vemauto enyika yavo apo America iri kusimbaradza kurwisa vanopfurikidza mwero vari muLibya. Musangano uyu uri kuitirwa kumuzinda wemauto wePentagon. Kurwiswa kuri kuitwa muLibya kuri kuzivikanwa nekuti Operation Odys Lightning. Nzvimbo dziri kurwisa dzinosanganisa Gulf of Sidra pedyo neTripoli neBenghazi. Zviri kubuda musarudzo dzemuSouth Africa zviri kuratidza kuti mapato anopikisa ari kukunda bato riri kutonga reANC. Mavote ari kuverengwa adarika chikamu chiri pakati nepakati uye mapato akaita se Democratic Alliance ari kutungamira munzvimbo dzakawanda. DA iri kutarisirwa kutora zvechigaro chayo kuCape Town uye iri kukwikwidzana zvakasimba neANC muPretoria neJohannesburg. Mwenje wemaOlympics wakasvika muRio de Janeiro kuBrazil nezuro nechikepe. Asi mapurisa akamanikidzwa kukanda utsi hunokachidza sezvo painge paine vamwe vanhu vainge voratidzira vachiti havasi kufara nekuitwa kwemitambo yemaOlympics muBrazil. Mwenje uyu uchaenda kunzvimbo dzakasiyana-siyana muBrazil usati waenda kunhandare yeMaracanã uko mitambo iyi ichaparurwa zviri pamutemo. Vanhu vakawanda vane maonero akasiyana-siyana pamusoro pedanho rakatorwa neNational Council yeMDCT neZuro rekuwandudza bumbiro remitemo kuti rikwanise kubvumidza kuvepo kwevatevedzeri wemutungamiri webato vatatu. Vamwe vanoti zvakaitwa neNational Council yeMDCT hazvina kusiyana nezvagarwa zvichishorwa neveruzhinji kuti ndizvo zvinoitwa mubato reZANU-PF kana richinge richida kupa masimba kumutungamiri vanotanga vavandudza bumbiro. Asi mutauriri webato iri vaobeti Gutu varamba kuti zvavakaita hazvisi pamutemo kana kuti zvinoenzaniswa nebato reZANU-PF vachiti National Council yebato ravo ine masimba akafanana neanopiwa kuCongress kana vachinge vaine zvinoda kuvandudzwa. Vagutu vanoti danho rakatorwa neNational Council yavo neZuro idanho raive rekungotwasanudza kana kukwenenzvera zvagara zviripo. Tabata Vagutu pamwe chete nenyanzvi mune zvemitemo pamwe nezvematongerwo enyika vadewa mavhinga vanove chipangamazano musangano reHuman Rights Watch kuchamembe kweAfrica. Tatanga nekubvunza Vagutu pamusoro pedanho rebato ravo iri.
National Council pakati pemaCongress ebato inokwanisa kushandisa simba rainaro kuongorora bumbiro romutemo remusangano yokwenenzvera ichikwanisa kuwedzera zvimwe kana kubisa zvimwe kana kutwasanudza. Ndada kuti ndichange ndataura kuitira kuti vatereri vazive kuti icho chipuka chinombonzi National Council MDC chipuka chemhando ipi uyezve chipuka ichi simba rachinaro nderipi. Saka ndaedza kuti nditsanangure kuti pakati pemaCongress National Council ndo ingangonziyo ndo dare guru rine masimba makuru mubato reMDC.
Tidhonzeva mavhinga tinzwewo kuti vanotambirawo here nemazivira avo bumbiro reMDCT.
Chiripo chinofanira kucherechedzwa jonga apa ndechekudai. Masimba anopiwa utungamiri mumapato anobva mubumbiro remutemo. Bumbiro remutemo rinogona kuvandudzwa kuti munhu apuwe masimba kana kuti rimwe bazi ripuwe masimba. Asi chinofanira kuti chingwarirwe zvakanyanyisisa ndechekuona kuti hapasi kugadzirwa here chinhu chimwe chete changa chishandiswa navamugabe makore ese apfuura. Nekuti munoona kuti mashandiro anga achiita vamugabe nguva nenguva chero vachiita zvinhu zvisingadiwi mubato ravo vanotanga vavandudza mutemo voita zvisingaitwe zviya voti zvava pamutemo kuti zvichiitwa. Zvino kana moti imimi neZuro ndopakazovandudzwa bumbiro remutemo hatichaziva kuti zviri kufamba sei.
Vagutu,
apo ndoda kuti ndisanangure jonga kuti kana tichiti kuvandudza tinoreva izvo kuti zvakaitwa kubva pokutanga zvakanga zvaitwa nemazvo. Kuvandudza uku kwakwa kuti ndingangoti muchirungu kuti pawanike inonziyo endorsement kana kuti dare guru remusangano reNational Council. Ndati iro ndo dare rina masimba kana kuti highest decision making body yebato redu in between congresses. Ipirwe nyaya na president vaite endorse kana kuti endorse tingangoti kungotsigira kuti mukuru webato ndo zvaakaita achiteedzera mutemo webato kana kuti bumbiro romutemo. Saka zviri papa ndezvekungoti zvakaitwa izvi zvakanga zvakanangana nezviri muumbiro romutemo kune varia vakambori verenga ndovonga vanowirira neni kuti pano tori nemaartikle arimo.
All right.
National Congress MDC
vagotore gaitinzwe
va resolution akaitwa
tinzwe va mavinga vanenge varoda kukanda museve
ndati ndipinde ipapo kuti inida mukoma wangu vagotutibatsire ipapo kozve ivo vatsvangira ipa vakaita chitiko chekutanga vachigadza vamudzuri navachamisa vakati ivo ndanzi ne National Council ndiite izvi nekudaro ndavakudaro handi munopaona ndomashoko avo avakabudisa iwayo kuti havasi ivo vakazviita asi vari kutura mashoko eNational Council. Zvino kana mava kuti National Council iyoyo ndo yava kuita endorse its own decision zvinorevei
apo ndaida kutsanangura kuti munoona mamwe manzwi endingangoti pamutemo ini also gweta ndinoti anonziwo malegal terms anoita sokusiyana netingangoti panyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika kana kuti mupolitics anonziwo mapolitical terms. Panyaya dzemutemo from a legal point of view zvavakaita zvakagara zvakanaka pamutemo webato. Saka apa taakuuya manje patingangoti iyo from the political dimension endorsement yokuti vagadza vatungamiri vaviri vanova vachamisa navamudzuri vatangire vanga vasati vavawana mukana wokuti vachizivisa council iya kuti veduwe makomredi masimba aya amakandipa ndakazomashandisa.
Vamavhinga,
masimba haana kufanana nechigodo chesipo tinopuwa munhu mumaoko. MDC sangandere ngaringwarire zvavari kuita izvi nekuti mangwana vachaita bembera zvikazovamukira.
Vanga vari nyanzvi munyaya dzezvemitemo vari chipanga mazano musangano reHuman Rights Watch kuchamhembe kweAfrica. Vadhe vamavhinga vari parunare kuSouth Africa. Manzwa zvakare kubva kumutauriri weMDCT Vaobet Gutu vari parunare muHarare neStudio 7. Munhau dzemitambo. Chikwata chenhabvu chemadzimai cheMight Warriors chakakundwa neGerman 6-1 nezuro kuSao Paulo kuBrazil mumutambo wekutanga wemaOlympics. Mukuziya nezvenyaya iyi, Blessing abata nyanzvi munyaya dzemitambo vari mutori wenhau vaStanley Kwenda.
Sekunge vasikana vedu vakatamba zvakanaka chaizvo, vakatidadisa nematambiro avakaita nokuti mutambo uyu usati watambwa. Panga paine kushoro kwevasikana vedu kwakanyanya chaizvo. Kuno kuEngland kwandiri mapepa nhau neavo vanoita zvekubheja aitaura kuti Zimbabwe haina kana mukana wokunge ichiwina mitambo iwoyo. Izvo kutoti vaitaura iwo kuti pane vanenge vachibheja vari kurutivi rweZimbabwe rekuti vangahwine, vaiti ivo vanoita losi yakanyanya chaizvo panyaya dzekubheja izodzidzi. Saka matambiro avakaita akatoshamisawo vanhu vakawanda mukuona bhora iro riri nekutaurawo kwaitaura avo vashamarari vemutambo. Waiona kuti zveshuwa-shuwa zvinhu zvavanga vasina kutarisira kuti Zimbabwe ingakwanisa kugohisa kana chibodzwa chimwe chete. Ndakanyanyofarira matambiro avakaita muchikamu chekutanga. Vakakwanisa kubata vasikana veGerman zvakanakisisa chaizvo. Pakanga paine pressure yakanyanya kurutivi rweZimbabwe, but waiona kuti vakakwanisa ivo kuva nemutambiro wokuti vaikwanisa kudzorera zvese zvaiunzwa kurutivi rwavo.
Pane mutambi mumwe chete here kana vaviri vamungati akatamba zvamakaonawo kuti uyu chipo chinenge chiripo?
Pane musikana anonzi Makoto aitamba ari kumashure nechekurutivi rweruboshwe. Musikana iyeye akatamba zvakanyatsondifadza nekuti akange aine chivindi.
Nyanzvi munyaya dzemitambo vari mutori wenhau vaStanley Kwenda vari parunare kuLondon naBlessing Zulu weStudio 7. Vateereri musakanganwa muchirongwa chedu cheWomen's Roundtable na8:30 p.m. apo tiri kutarisa musangano weMandela Washington Fellowship wakapera nezuro, pamwewo nenyaya yekukwira kwehuwandu hwevana vanonzi vari kubatwa chibharo. Sezvo nguva yedu yapera, regai titarise musoro wenhau zvakare. Vamwe vatsigiri veMDCT vanonzi varwiswa kushamba mudunhu remadziwa pavanga vari parufu rwemumwe wavo. Tabatashuka kumagume chirongwa chedu. Anokuone kaini mufaro semazuwa ose. Ndini Jonga Kandemiri. Ndi kusiamina ndimi yake Mwakalele.
Jonga Kandemiri and good evening, Zimbabwe. You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Thursday, August 4th, 2016. We'd like to thank you for joining us this evening live from Washington. I'm Dimyake Mwakalielie. Here are our top stories this evening. Zimbabweans living in neighboring nations are planning to shut down border posts to press government to reverse ban on some imports.
We are going to be protesting at all borders across around Zimbabwe to try and send a clear message to the government about the way they are treating the people through the introduction of Statutory 64 of 2016.
The Zimbabwe Human Rights Commission has been urged to engage the police and national army on human rights violations. Some Zimbabweans are awarded lucrative grants under the Mandela Washington Fellowship. And much more coming up. Stay tuned. Zimbabweans living outside the country working in conjunction with Pastor Evans Mawarire's This Flag and Tajamuka campaign are planning to shut down all border posts starting on August 8th to protest against the government's move to block the importation of some basic commodities under Statutory Instrument 64 of 2016. One of the coordinators of the protest, Joseph Chanakira of the Citizens of Zimbabwe Movement, based in South Africa, say they will stage the protests in South Africa, Botswana, Zambia, Mozambique, and Tanzania until Zimbabwe reverses the importation ban, which the government says only affects the bulk importation of some basic commodities. Zimbabwe urges that the ban would boost the production of local goods, though most businesses lack capital to revitalize their activities. There was no immediate reaction on this move from state officials in some of these nations and Zimbabwe. Chanakira tells Studio 7's Gibbs Dube that they have asked combi and cross-border bus operators, business people, civic society organizations, and others to back the protesters.
We are going to be protesting at all borders across around Zimbabwe to try and send a clear message to the government about the way they are treating the people through the introduction of Statutory 64 of 2016.
Who are you working with, you know, in this
protest? We are working with Tajamuka. We are working with the International Cross Borders Association. We are working with the bus operator organizations. We are working with movements of citizens. We are working with as the Zimbabwe Exiles Forum. We are working with all interested political parties, which I will not mention at this point in time. Our major demand is that the ZANU-PF government, which is led by Robert Gabriel Mugabe, must consider the, or actually abolish, to use the correct term, through our Statutory Instrument 64 of 2016.
So now, are you engaging the respective governments, you know, in the countries where you want to stage the protests?
Yes, we have done that through the various mechanisms provided by the respective constitutions.
And what are the governments saying about this? And are you getting any other support from civic society organizations?
We are getting intensive or maximum support from civic organizations. We are involving student movements in the various countries, and they are all responding positively.
How sustainable is this kind of mass protest?
We are going to sustain it. Remember, the borders into Zimbabwe are the most important areas when we look in terms of the economy and the free movement of goods and people. So if we get there and we are able to organize a march and protest and get it to shut down for a day or two, we believe that that will be a matter of sending a clear message, and we are going to sustain it because we have the numbers. The people are coming on board.
Are combi operators and bus operators willing to actually sacrifice their business for that?
They are willing because they are losing the most. Remember, buses would normally have a trailer carrying staff, and they would charge prices for that, and
Omanaicha, they do the same thing. They carry stuff to Zim. But now all that business is going away due to the instrument.
Is the Zimbabwean government aware of what you're doing?
I'm not really concerned because these protests will not be carried out on Zimbabwean soil.
That was Joseph Chanakira of Citizens of Zimbabwe Movement speaking with Studio 7's Gibbs Dube from Johannesburg. Some Zimbabweans attending an outreach meeting convened by the Zimbabwe Human Rights Commission in Chinoy say the organization should engage the police and Zimbabwe National Army, which are alleged to be the top human rights violators in the country. Our correspondent Arthur Chigoriwa attended the meeting and filed this report.
Speaking at the gathering in Chinoy, local resident Cleopatra Mubumbi said the commission should ensure that these state institutions need to clearly know their limits in handling members of the public.
Commission should educate the police about human rights because taking my driver's license, keeping it on him, go around my car and demand things like come out of your car, show me your spare wheel, and yet my spare wheel is right at the back of my car because my car is a 4x4. He can see it, but he would like me to take him to the car. That on its own is abuse. It's time taking, and I don't think it's proper.
Sentiments were echoed by another local participant, political activist Chendai Musonza, who added that members of the police and the army need basic education in human rights issues.
The most perpetrators of human rights abuse are the uniformed forces, especially the police. So this workshop should have been directed to them first before it came to us.
One of the commissioners, Petuna Chiriseri, told the gathering that they are also worried about police brutality. Chiriseri said the commission has already engaged Police Commissioner General Augustine Chiuri about the beating up of four vets and demonstrators last month by the police.
That is the role of our chairman. He was the first one to pick up the phone to personally engage the Police Commissioner General on the issue. And there are pending meetings concerning that.
Chiriseri said the issue of brutality being perpetrated by uniformed forces has come up in almost all outreach meetings which have been conducted by the commission. He said the commission is in the process of rolling out an outreach program targeted at the uniformed forces, community leaders and students.
But not just to engage civil society and rural district councils, but also civil servants, uniformed forces, state security agents, traditional leaders, religious leaders, political leaders, educational leaders, teachers, lecturers, and students themselves, so that we not only make ourselves accessible, but also so that we can together build a Zimbabwe that is not only united, but that is harmonious and that can establish peace and stability in our nation.
Mrs. Karukai Ratsauka, Chief Human Rights Officer of the Zimbabwe Human Rights Commission, said the organization has taken over the work of the ombudsman.
When we took over the public protector role, we took over many cases which the public protector department were looking at. We have cleared a number of them. Some could have prescribed as well, so we have cleared many of the cases to do with the backlog, but we haven't completed the process so far.
Chiriseri urged Zimbabweans not to concentrate only on political rights, but to other rights like rights to food, water, education and health. Some residents questioned the independence of the institution, considering that commissioners are appointed by President Robert Mugabe, whose ZANU-PF party members are accused of allegedly perpetrating violence against opposition activists. Zimbabwe Human Rights Commission, which was created by the new constitution in 2010, has not been functional due to lack of resources. So far, 482 cases of human rights violations have been brought before the commission. Reporting for Studio 7 in Chinoy, this is Arthur Chigoriwa.
Another infusion of much-needed drought relief is on its way to Zimbabwe from the United States government. $54 million for food assistance, seeds, safe water, and livestock support was announced today by the U.S. Agency for International Development. This represents 42% of the total $127 million humanitarian assistance award announced for the entire Southern African region. The 2016 Mandela Washington Fellowship Presidential Summit wrapped up part of this year's program yesterday in Washington, D.C., with President Barack Obama addressing the 1,000 fellows. Studio 7's Tatenda Gumbo reports.
The Mandela Washington Fellows were very much excited when President Barack Obama was introduced by Mandela Washington Fellow Emmanuel Odama of Uganda. And almost immediately, they started to sing happy birthday to Mr. Obama, whose 55th birthday is today. President Obama said the Mandela Washington Fellowship was one of the highlights of his legacy. He said the fellows represented the true meaning of a cultural exchange.
And while I'm going to leave it up to historians to decide my overall legacy, one of the things that I'm really proud of is my partnership with young people like you, because all of you inspire me. So years from now, when you're running a big business or doing a great nonprofit, or leading your country as a president or a prime minister or a minister of finance or something, my hope is that you can look back and you will keep drawing from the strength and the experience that you've gotten here. I hope that you'll remember those of us who believed in your potential. And I hope, as a consequence, you then give back to the people who are coming up behind you.
Reacting to holding a town hall with Mr. Obama, Zimbabwean fellow Free Blessing Murawa, a community-based dentist, said the experience had changed his life.
You know, I never thought I would be sitting in the same room with the big man himself, so to speak. But it's just an inspiration to hear him talk about leadership and how humble he is and how service-driven he is. That had to serve the people.
Murawa said his experience will boost the work he does back home in rural Zimbabwe. Fellow Tinashe Basa, coordinator of an orphaned day home, Zim Kids Orphan Trust, said this fellowship represented a moment in his life he never expected.
I don't know what to say, and I got the president's handshake as well. I'm so excited. I couldn't believe my eyes that I'm actually seeing the president sitting in the same room. It's amazing.
Basa, who never completed his secondary school, said he will return to Zimbabwe to show children at Zim Kids that anything is possible in life.
Education is the key to success. It's very important. It's not about getting your degrees, but just getting education, just basic education can get you somewhere.
Nosipo Bebe from Victoria Falls, who is a woman activist, said it was Mr. Obama's statement on dreams that she will carry for the rest of her life.
And that statement says, if your dreams are not scary, then they are not big enough. That statement is going to stay with me for the rest of my life. People, if your dreams do not scare even you, the dreamer, then it means they're not big enough. Often we think inside the box, we're scared to go outside of the box and explore and see our full potential. Everybody was born with potential. It's up to you as a woman, as a man, as a mother, as a father, as a youth member, as a child, to cash from that cash box that you were given.
As the Mandela Washington Fellows return home today, three Zimbabweans, Free Blessing Murawa, Feri Gwata, and Nyasha Marakurwa, will remain in the United States for a six-week internship, while some other Zimbabweans, including Collins Nyamadzau, Nobukosi Ndlovu, and Kudzai Sakajera, were given grants from United States, USAID, and Citibank for projects in Zimbabwe. 60 Zimbabweans are expected to take part in the same program next year. Reporting for Studio 7, this is Tatenda Gumbo. You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington.
We are broadcasting on 909 Metum Wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15460 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, find us at www.studio7news.com.
You can also text us at 001-202-465-0318.
Coming up, we take a closer look at the MDCT's move to amend its constitution to accommodate two vice presidents. But first, a look at regional and international news. Results from South Africa's local polls show opposition parties scoring major gains against the ruling African National Congress Party. With more than half the votes counted, the ANC held a majority of the national vote count, but with its lowest levels of support since the end of apartheid in 1994. Analysts had predicted the ANC would lose support in this year's polls in the wake of corruption scandals and rising public resentment over a lack of basic services. And London police say Thursday that they found no evidence of radicalization to suggest terrorism after a Somali man stabbed a woman to death and wounded five other people in central London. Instead, they say the attack was likely triggered by mental health issues. Police arrested the 19-year-old man in Russell Square near the University of London after incapacitating him with a taser. The man, who has yet to be publicly named, is in police custody at a nearby hospital. The National Council and National Executive of the Movement for Democratic Change Formation of former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai have amended the party's constitution in order to accommodate three vice presidents. The appointments have caused a lot of friction in the party, with authoritative sources in the party saying that Vice President Thokozani Kupe is still not happy about the move. They say Kupe believes that she is being sidelined for the presidency in case something happens to Mr. Tsvangirai, who disclosed recently that he has cancer of the colon. Tsvangirai appointed Nelson Chamisa and Elias Mudzuri as his two new vice presidents. For perspective, Studio 7's Gibbs Dube reached Obed Gutu, the MDCT spokesperson, and Dewa Mavinga, a human rights lawyer and independent political commentator.
Let me start, Gibbs, by stating that it was not sanitization of the constitution, because if we use the word sanitize, it denotes that it is something that is fundamentally flawed. The fact of the matter is that what was done was actually perfectly within the four corners of the constitution of the MDC, as approved by the inaugural Congress of the MDC, held at Chitungwiza in January 2000, and also as amended and adopted at the second Congress that was held at the City Sports Center in Harare on the 18th of March 2006, and also as amended and adopted at the third Congress of the party at the Baba Field Stadium in the city of Kings, Bulawayo, on April 30, 2011. And more importantly, as amended and adopted at the fourth Congress of the party on November 1, 2014. So as far as some of us are concerned, we are saying that this is now case closed. We should now really move forward. And the main issue that we should be concentrating upon now is to ensure that the ZANU-PF dictatorship, funded by Robert Mugabe, is democratically removed from power, and that we as the MDC take over power.
Now, Mr. Mavinga, do you agree with what Mr. Kutu is saying?
No, I do not agree, Gibbs, because of three reasons. Number one, when President Tsvangirai made the appointment, he said, he wrote, and I quote, he said he had been instructed by the National Council and was therefore acting on those instructions to make the appointment. So I don't understand how the National Council would then endorse its own directive to the president. Number two, it's not clear whether the president had, at that point, had the power to make those appointments. And if he had, why was it then necessary to amend or to align the constitution to that position if it was legally sound from the outset? Number three, even if we are to assume that the National Council or the Congress had given President Tsvangirai all those powers. There is need for caution when you look at democratic parties as opposed or as put in contrast with parties like ZANU-PF. You need to limit the amount of power that can be deposed in one individual. So it must be something that needs a lot of self-introspection by the MDC leadership, whether it wants to go that route where one individual has that kind of power. And finally, Gibbs, where you have a Congress that elects senior officials and suddenly you have appointments, it becomes problematic and conflictual. You need to have an arrangement or mechanism that looks at the relevant powers of these two or different groups of people, because those that may have been directly elected democratically may question the basis upon which appointees would have the same authority or even higher authority. For example, if you compare the post of the national spokesperson of the party, the secretary general of the party, and appointed VPs who are above all those people. So it brings a bit of discord if it is not properly explained.
Now, Mr. Kutu, Mr. Mavinga is saying that Mr. Tsvangirai is becoming another person who looks like President Mugabe in a way. You've been criticizing him for making some unilateral decisions, all those kind of things. And now it has crept to the MDC. How do you then go to the people and say you are still a Democratic Party?
Gibbs, let me just start by saying that it is actually very unfair for anyone to want to compare President Morgan Tsvangirai with President Robert Mugabe. Those two men, gentlemen, are actually cut from two different cloths. Robert Mugabe is, for lack of a better word, a man who has absolutely no respect, not only for the rule of law, but who actually believes in the rule by law. And that is a clear distinction from Morgan Tsvangirai, who is a Democrat, who has consistently pioneered issues to do with good governance, issues to do with democracy, and more importantly, who, if you remember, during his tenure as chairman or chairperson of the National Constitutional Assembly, was actually at the forefront of fighting democratically for the adoption of a new democratic constitution for the Republic of Zimbabwe. So there's actually a fundamental distinction between the two gentlemen.
That was MDCT spokesperson Obed Gutu. You also heard from Dewa Mavinga, a human rights lawyer and independent political commentator. Both spoke with Studio 7's Gibbs Dube. An 11-year-old Zimbabwean swimmer and young sports lady, Maka Chikowero, says she was inspired to donate a sports kit to Magaya Secondary School in Murewa after learning of their plight at a United Nations meeting held in New York, at which she was a participant. Maka saved up her allowances to buy a sports kit for a young girl team in Murewa. She tells Studio 7's Marvelous Mtlanga Nyahuye that she hopes to continue saving more money so that she can buy more sportswear for other children.
I donated a soccer kit to Zimbabwe because, first off, I'm from Zimbabwe. And when I went to the UN last year, I learned that some girls do not have opportunities that I do here, and I wanted them to have the same thing that I have. So I chose to donate a soccer kit with socks, a shirt, and shorts.
Where did you donate to?
The guy at secondary school.
So how did you come about to actually get enough funds to buy the soccer kit?
I saved up my allowances and did chores, and little by little I went to the sports store. Something about a pair of socks or shorts, depending on what I needed more of for the kit.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. You are an avid swimmer. Tell us about that.
Well, I've been swimming since I was 4, and I'm on 2 swim teams currently, the Goodman Waves for the summer swimming and YDC United for winter.
Who is your inspiration?
Oh, I really like, for swimming, I really like Missy Franklin, the U.S. swimmer, and Kirsty Coventry.
So do you think one day you'll get to the heights of Kirsty Coventry and perhaps swim for Zimbabwe?
Maybe.
And also, you were part of a delegation of young girls that went to the United Nations where they were discussing issues of young girls. Tell us about that.
Well, when I found out that girls couldn't really do sports, that like where they were, it really kind of made me not so happy because, like, I play soccer and swimming, and, like, me imagining me without those sports would, like, I wouldn't be really happy. So I wanted the other girls to be happy, too.
And what would you urge other young people from Zimbabwe who are in the diaspora to do, also, you know, learning from what you have done over there yourself?
Well, just, like, want them to, like, keep on doing the stuff they love whenever they have time.
And how would you inspire others also who perhaps are thinking of giving something to Zimbabwe? How do you start?
Well, it just starts with one basic idea and you just add on to that.
That was Maka Chikowero speaking with Studio 7's Marvelous Mtlanga Nyahuye from Wisconsin. Now, Marvelous also spoke with Maka's mother, Lucy Ndongwe Chikowore, who said that she was surprised by Maka's decision to make a donation.
She has been doing sports for a while. And last year, she had an opportunity to go to the UN, and there were sessions. I don't know what sessions she attended with Farigu Manzanda. Then she came out, and she was so determined to do something for girls who could not do sports for various reasons. One day, she just came to us and said, "Mom, can you take me to a sports store?" And we didn't know what she really wanted. And then she started picking up soccer jerseys, and she bought them using her own money. And she said, "I want to give it to some girls so they can do what I do, what I love." So that's how she started putting this thing together.
What lesson do you think other Zimbabweans can learn from what we've seen Maka do?
I think it is just good to think of other people, even if you are in a totally different situation or a setup. Because for Maka, she thought beyond herself. And she really thinks about these other girls and said, you know, "I think I can make a difference in some girl's life." And she is kind of self-driven by that.
And why Magaya School in Murewa?
Maka has been working with Miss Nyarazai Gumbanjanda with the Rosaria Trust. So I think she got to learn a little bit more about the girls there.
That was Mrs. Lucy Ndongwe Chikowore, the mother of Maka, speaking with Studio 7's Marvelous Mtlanga Nyahuye from Wisconsin. And now to the Olympics, where Germany walloped Zimbabwe's Mighty Warriors 6-1 yesterday in a Group F match in the 2016 Olympic Games in Brazil. Zimbabwe's face saver was scored by Kudakwashe Basopo. The Mighty Warriors take on Canada in the same group on Saturday. At the same time, Zimbabwe's shooting coach Stuart Sylvester is also in Brazil. Here's what he tells Alvaro Adredo of VOA's Portuguese service.
We've got 31 athletes in Rio this year, which is fantastic. We've got a ladies soccer team and then 11 other athletes, individual competitors. I'm representing the shooting as the coach with Mike Nicholson. We just have the one shooter and he's shooting double trap. The competition is on the 10th of August. Mike won the African Championships in November last year. And also shot a qualifying score, which qualified him to shoot in the Olympics, which is, it's a very good achievement. There's only 22 people shooting double trap at the Olympics.
What about the Olympic Village?
We've had a fantastic time. Maybe we've been lucky, but we haven't had any problems. It's been great.
Any message to Zimbabwe people?
Yeah, just thank you all for the support. We've seen so many wonderful support from Zimbabwe, and we'll do our best to bring back a medal. But thank you, guys.
That was Zimbabwe shooting coach Stuart Sylvester speaking with VOA's Alvaro Adredo. And you can also see that video on our website, www.voazimbabwe.com. Now, yesterday's arrival of the Olympic torch in Rio de Janeiro was greeted by protesters angry over a lack of social and economic progress in the shadow of the multi-billion dollar global sporting event. Now remember to stay tuned for Studio 7 Live Talk at 8:30 p.m. when today's hosts of the Women's Forum, Marvelous Mtlanga Nyahuye and Praxedes Jeremiah, will talk with listeners about the Mandela Washington Fellowship and rising cases of child rape in Zimbabwe. If you wish to join the show, please call 001-202-619 2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. And of course, you should also tune on to your Facebook pages so you can catch the show live, where we'll be live streaming. Now, before we go, a quick recap of our top stories. Zimbabweans living in neighboring nations are planning to shut down border posts to press government to reverse ban on some imports. And that's our show this evening. Thank you for tuning in. Please stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele with Ntungamile Nkomo. I'm Dumyake Mwakalielie here in Washington, wishing you a very good night.
Siyabonga ndimi siyalamukela mthokazi omuhle ku Studio 7 ngolwesine mhla ka 4 ngoNcwabakazi 2016 silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo ngontungamile inkomo. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje. Kuqhamuka udlakela edolobheni leShamva oluthiye abanye belimele ngemva kokuba abasekeli bebandla leMTCT ekade bengcwaba omunye wabo behlaselwe ngabezano PF.
Sebe kubona ukuthi hayi idubo ngumongameli mgabe sokusho ukuthi sokuyisikhathi esifanele ukubana hayi bebambane bencedise ekuthweni umongameli mgabe akayiphumula ngoba hayi isikhathi sakhe ukhanya ngani bathi sesigwani.
Kwenziwa umkhankaso wokukhuthaza uZulu ukuthi engachaphi imingcele yeZimbabwe kusukela ngomvulo ozayo.
Lo mthetho sizowulwisa nangeyonke indlela asiyibonayo, so sinxusa wonke abantu abeZimbabwe nama-supporters wonke ngaphandle kwelizwe laseZimbabwe ukuthi basisekele kule nto esizoyenza.
Owayengumkhokheli wogatsha lwabasakhulayo kubandla leZANU-PF uveza indlela athi zisetshenziswa ngumongameli Mugabe ukuhlala embusweni lanxa engasafunwanga abaningi. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Kuqhamuke udlakela edolobheni leShamva esigabeni seMashonaland Central namuhla oluthiye abanye belimele ngemva kokuba abasekeli bebandla leMDCT ekade bengcwaba omunye wabo behlaselwe ngabezano PF. Bekubuthene abasekeli beMDC laba bebeka ilunga labesifazane uNkosazana Evangelista Kamushinda lapho okuze khona abasekeli beZANU-PF besithi kabafuna ukuthi kungcwatshwe abantu beMDCT esigabeni sabo. Kwasokuqhamuka-ke lolu dlakela. Kulabantu abambalwa abalimeleyo ababalisa ilunga ledale leSenate elimela isigaba seMidlands unkosikazi Lillian Timvios obikwa elimele kakhulu. Sokusungulwe umkhankaso ukukhuthaza uZulu kanye labo somabhizimusi ukuthi kusukela ngomvulo ozayo bengalokothi bangene elizweni ngenjongo yokukhuthaza uhulumende ukuthi aguqule umthetho ovimba ukungeniswa kwenye impahla eZimbabwe. Abakhuthaza lelinyathelo babalisa inhlanganiso yetajamuka sesijikile i-International Cross Borders Association kanye lomfundisi Ivan Mawarire omkhankaso we-hashtag this flag. Omunye wabo mkhankaso lo umnumzana Joseph Chanakira utshele uGibbs Dube we-Studio 7 ukuthi sebekhulume laba makhombi kanye labamabhasi ukuthi basekele lo mkhankaso.
thina sithi kubantu bekhaya wozani sonke sizobhikisha emabhodeni onke angena eZimbabwe lento siyenzela ukuthi sibonise ukungajabuli ngalomthetho ofakiwe ngohulumeni wakithi uhulumeni wakithi uintroduce umthetho bathi Statutory 64 of 2016 eyivimba abantu ukuthi bakhone ukuthumela impahla ekhaya lo mthetho sizowulwisa nangeyonke indlela asiyibonayo sosinusa wonke abantu abeZimbabwe nama-supporters wonke ngaphandle kwelizwe lasezimbabwe ukuthi basisekele kule nto esizoyenza siyanicela nonke bakwethu wozani nonke ngobuningi benu sizokwazi ukuthi sibonise ukungajabuli kwethu ngalo mthetho osekhona
ye libona zani liza kwenza okwamalanga amangaki kuyaqalisa nini futhi njalo lokho
thina siyoqala ngomhla ka-8 August kuyabe kungumsumbuluko ukufisa kwethu ukuthi lento le iqhubeke sizwe kuze kufike isikhathi sokuthi uhulumeni uzobuya phansi ahlale nabantu angayenzi imithetho angazange asiconsulte thina njengezakamizi
Lige la kuluma ke lalabo abajayela amabhasi labajayela amakhumbi ingakonokuwele zambo kwesi.
Aba mabhasi omalayisha sibaphethe sikhulume nawo bathi lento leyo bayise supporta kakhulu. Bayavuma bathi bona lento yenze uhulumeni ayiko right yabaphazamisa nangendlela abasebenza ngakhona. Ngoba basebenza ukuthwala impahla manje bayithwala impahla ziphi kuma imbhedi amablankets angasakukhona ukuthi angangena eZimbabwe.
Singathi ke uhulumende bathini abe South Africa kuzobuya eBotswana labanye nje ngakhonoko.
Thina sicelile imvume emaphoyiseni nangezinye indawo lapho kufanele khona sicela imvume bathi sivumelekile ukuthi singahamba siyobonisa ukungajabuli kwethu
so ungatshela nabantu bezimbabwe ngamafutshane
thina sithi kwabantu bakhiphi ezimbabwe le government isisithathele izinyathelo ezokuthi singasakhona ukuphila siyaninxusa nonke ukuthi ngalo mhla we-8 ningabi seduze namabhoda ngoba kuyabe kuvaliwe kuma kunestrike esingaka njengendlela esithela ngakhona asikhoni ukuthi singathembisa abantu ukuthi bazophepha abantu kabahlale ezindlini zabo kuze kufike isikhathi esiyothi khona hayi cha sesikhululekile ukuthi singasebenzisa imingcele yethu
Lo ngumnumzana Joseph Chanakira obekhuluma ecingweni lo Gibbs Dube we Studio 7 SA Johannesburg kwele South Africa. Onke waba ngumgcini sihlalo ohlangothi lwabontanga esigabeni seMashonaland Central kubandla leZANU-PF engomunye wababumba umkhankaso weSave ZANU-PF campaign. Umnumzana Godfrey Senengamo sethese umongameli Robert Mugabe umlando wokubangela yonke ingxabangxoza ekubandla lakhe laselizweni. Usenengamo ukhalaze kundodakazi kamongameli Robert Mugabe ubona ukuthi acebise uyise asuke esikhundleni. Kubika uMavis Gama.
Emhlanganweni lentatheli izindaba eMedia Center eHarare namhla, uSenengamo uthi umongameli Mugabe lomkakhe uGrace yibo abaxeganisa amalunga besethesa imilando engapheliyo yokufuna ukumgenqula okungekho emthethweni. uSenengamo uthi yena labanye abayisithupha ababengabagcini sihlalo bezigaba njengaye basetshenziswa ukuhutshuza amanga phezu kukalowo obengumsekeli kamongameli unkosikazi Joyce Mjuru osekhokhela ibandla eliphikisayo leZimbabwe People First. Omunye unozindaba osebenza ezimele umnumzana Mlondolozi Ndlovu uthi lokho osekuvezwa nguSenengamo kugcizelela okuhlezi kuthiwa nguZulu ukuba umongameli Mugabe usebenza ngokuqilibezela.
Kodwa ke lokhu osokutshiwo nguSenengamo kutshengisa ukuba naye konke lokhu ebesikutshelwa ngabomaimjuru labanye abaxotshwayo kungamanga njalo kutshengisa ukuba naye izindubo zethu njengoba etshilo uSenengamo izindubo zethu zivela kuye ke umongameli Robert Mugabe okungangokuthi amaZimbabwenzi nxa sebekubona labo ababekuZANU-PF akade behlukuluzwa isikhathi sonke lesi sebekubona ukuthi hayi idubo ngumongameli Mugabe sokusho ukuthi sekuyisikhathi esifaneleyo ukubana hayi bebambane bencedise ekuthiweni umongameli Mugabe akayiphumula ngoba isikhathi sakhe ukhanya ngani bathi sesikwanile ngakho-ke nxa kukhulunywa zonke lezi zinto kusho ukuthi kutshengisa ubana isikhathi sokuthi ayiphumula sesifikile ngakho-ke nxa kuyikudika akutshiwo nguSenengamo lokhu kuliqiniso kusho ukuthi ubephila ngamanga ubephila ngenkohliso ubephila ngokulibazisa abantu ngento ezingekhoyo kusho ukuthi hhayi iZimbabwe kakufuzanga ibe lo mongameli onjengalo
UNdlovu uthi osekusenzakala lokhu kuyisibonelo sokuba sesifikile isikhathi sokuba uMongameli Mugabe ayephumula njengoba esechaywa yilabo abekade ebasebenzisa sonke lesi sikhathi.
Ngendlela atsho ngayo izinto kuyahambelana amalanga langendlela izinto ezazenzakala ngayo langendlela uMaimjuru axoshwa ngayo. Kodwa ke okufuze kwamukeleke amaZimbabwenzi ukuthi abantu laba baye besebenza nxa ukuthi baye bedinga ukudla ngendlala kade kutsho ukuthi baye befuna ama-stand abalamsebenzi. IZimbabwe kaRobert Mugabe izimbabwe ukuthi abantu sebelendlala ukuthi basetshenziswa ukwenza loba yiphi into okutsho ukuthi nxa esekhitshiwe nangami ngoba kutshile ukuthi asuye yedwa kodwa lokhu wayekwenziswa lamanye ama-chairman ayenhlangano zanupief angama-youth lokhu babekwenziswa besekuzanupief angabe engakusho ngenhliziyo yakhe yonke ngenxa yokuthi usexoshiwe kodwa kusho kuliqiniso okusho ukuthi kufuze abamabandla aphikisayo lamaZimbabwenzi akusebenzise lokhu ekumkhipheni uMongameli Mugabe akusebenzise lokhu njenge-reason njengembangela yokubana hhayi isikhathi sakhe sesenile engumongameli welizwe.
Okuvezwe nguthenengamu lokhu kuza ngemva kokuba uMongameli Robert Mugabe eqhubeke exotsha ebandleni bonke abalembono eyehluke lo wakhe ebethe sayicala lokufuna ukuhluthuna isihlalo izolo emhlanganweni wePolitibiro kuxotshwe abanye njalo abasekeli leziphathamandla zebandla abangamachumi amahlanu ogoqela omela isigaba seChimanimani West uMnumzana Munacho Mthezo labakhokeli babalwa impi yenkululeko ababalisa uMnumzana Victor Matemadanda, Douglas Mahia, Francis Nando, Lo Headman Moyo. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare ngimuMavis Gama.
Le iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington. Lisibamba kumakakase aku 909 meter wave laku shortwave 4930 6065 laku 15460 kHz. Lilakho njalo ukusithola ebulenjini ku-intanethi kukheli ethi www.voindebele.com. Lingakhohlwa ukusithumela incwadi ye-email kukheli ethi studio7@voanews.com loba i-text message kuWhatsapp kunombolo ezithi 1-202-465-0318.
Impumela esitholakele ekhethweni lwamakhansili kwele South Africa ikhombisa ukuthi ibandla elibusayo ele African National Congress yilo elikhokhelayo kuzwe lonke lanxa nje ezinye izihlalo zaleli bandla zithethwe ngamanye amabandla aphikisayo. Impumela egcweleyo ikhangelelwe ukwethulwa ngolwesihlanu ntambama. UBenedict Nhlapo uyalandisa.
Impumelelo yokhetho leyitshengisa ukuthi ANC yiyo esithole isihlalo zamakhansili eziningi nxa kukhangelwa ilizwe lonke. Umgcinihlalo waleli bandla uMnumzana Zwelo Mkhize uthi le impumela abayitholileyo iyabathokozisa kakhulu ngoba ngamavoti abawathole kungekho obanjwa ngamandla okukhombisa ukuthi abantu bayalithemba ibandla lakhe.
Sisathemba ukuthi egcineni kuzocaca wonke umuntu ukuthi uKhongolose uyithethe yonke imikhandla kade iphethe nemisha eminye ezobe ukwazela ukuyithola.
Loba kunjalo zikhona indawo lapho iANC esithathelwe khona isihlalo ngamanye amabandla. Ngokwekhathi esemadolobheni amakhulu abelo mncintiswano omkhulu agoqela iJohannesburg lePretoria zigiqana phansi phezulu iANC leDemocratic Alliance loba nje ukhangelela ukuthi iANC iqale ukuntantalaza phambili nxa sekungena impumela zamalokishi ahlala abantu abaningi. Edolobheni leCape Town iDA yiyo ekhokhelayo kanti ke kayikaze inqotshwe kule ndawo selokhu kwatholakala zibuse. Lobanje kula mabandla edlula amakhulu amabili ancintisa kulolu khetho, iNC, iDA, le-EFF yiwo amabandla asebuthe amavoti amaningi. Iningi lamabandla amancane wona khala ngokuthi abengelayo imali yokukhankasela lolu khetho nxa uqathaniswa lamabandla amakhulu abelezigidi zamarandi okwenza lokho. Isiphathamandla sebandla le-Pan Africanist Congress PAC uMnumzana Bennett Joko uthi ungathola imali nxa uncintisana labale mali kufana lokuthi uqilibezelwe.
Uma uvimba ama-resources emntwini lolona dlamo olungaphezulu kulokho, umuntu uyambulala ukuthi umntswinye ama-resources. Uma umuntu ungamnikeza ukudla ukuthi adle azaphile, that person uzokufa.
Loba kunjalo uMnumzana Mkhize uthi ukuqhutshwa kokhetho okukhulekileyo kungaladlakela kukhombisa khona ukuthi ele South Africa selikhulile kwezombusazwe. Umkize uthi bancuma kakhulu ikomishini yezokhetho ngomsebenzi omuhle.
Imbono yabantu iphume njengoba injalo, akukho umuntu osolayo ukuthi kwase kube khona isandla semfene kulolu khetho. Ikona okwenza ukuthi abantu bakhululeke uma beya okhethweni.
Ikomishini yezokhetho ithi kusiyafika kusasa ntambama izabe sile mpumela yonke ezandleni zayo okuzabe kulilanga lesibili ngemva kokhetho. Mele Studio 7 ePretoria kwale South Africa, nginguBenedict Nhlapo.
Kulaba sakhulayo beZimbabwe ekade bekuhlelo lweMandela Washington Fellowship ngapha kweleMelika abaphiwe uncedo lwemali yokuthuthukisa amabhizimusi abo nguhulumende weMelika kanye lamabhanga. Abasakhulayo laba bagoqela uNobukhosi Ndlovu, uKuzayisa kaJero, uChipo Chikomolo, Collins Nyamazawo bona abaqhuba amabhizimusi achiyeneyo. Ontanga laba bathole imali ephakathi kwenkulungwane ezilichumi zamadola lenkulungwane ezingamachumi amabili lanhlanu. Egqiba uhlelo lolu izolo, uMongameli Obama uthembise ukuthi uza kwenza konke okusemandleni akhe ukwenzela ukuthi uhlelo lolu luqhubeke lukhona lanxa esesukile embusweni njalo luncedisa abasakhulayo bamazwe e-Afrika. Abasakhulayo laba baveze ukuthokoza okukhulu ngemva kokuhlangana loMongameli Obama izolo, yena obakhuthaze njalo ukuthi basebenze gadalala bathuthukise amazwe abo njalo babe ngabakhokheli abaqotho. Omunye wabo ngomnumzana Butholezwe Nyathi.
Ngisuka lapha hayi ngilokuzwisisa okujulileyo ukuthi hayi nxa umuntu esitshena oyinkokheli kumele asebenze njani, njalo sizasebenzelana sonke ndawonye njengabontanga bonke ekede sibuthene lapha ngoba sesisazana sesidale ubudlelwano.
Umnumzana Nyathi uqhubeke echasisa ngokumqoka akufundileyo ku-Obama.
Engikutshoyo mina ukuthi kuqakathekile ukuthi abantu bahlale bezinikele ekuthuthukiseni izigaba zabo. Kakula muntu ozabuya ezobathuthukisela izigaba zabo. Ongakwenza ukudinga nje uncedo lapha lalaphayana, kodwa injongo lomlandu kukithi.
Unkosazana Nosipho Bebe uthi ontanga kumele baqhubeke bezama ukuzithuthukisa lanxa behlangana lezikhubeko empilweni.
Ila kakhulu ngizakhuluma ngabantu befolosi ngoba lami ngikhulele efolosi, ngikhululele emakhaya efolosi eNdlovu eBH24. Ngithanda ukuthi kibo lingalahli ithemba. I-Afrika ithembe nina. Ngithanda ukuthi futhi eZimbabwe, ku-youth yeZimbabwe, kubuke konke kusezandleni senu. IZimbabwe ibuke lina, ilizwe ngelethu. Asiqhubekeni siye phambili, sisebenzele abantu belizwe lethu.
Umnumzana Velile Dube laye uyachasisa akufundileyo ku-Obama.
Into enkulu kakhulu ukuthi uhlelo lolu kuthiwa yiMandela Washington Fellowship. Abantu laba babili uMandela loWashington bakhokhela izizwe zabo, banikele omunye umuntu ithuba. Into ekhulunywe kakhulu nguye uMongameli ukuthi kumele sibe njengabantu abakhokhelayo, sinikele abanye ithuba. Ugijime lawe ungaqeda unike omunye umuntu laye agijime. Yikho kungathi isizwe singaguquka sikhulele sisiya phambili.
Lanxa abasakhulayo laba bephindele eZimbabwe namuhla, bakhona abathathu abazasala besebenza lenhlanganiso ezijiyeneyo abagoqela uFree Blessing Murawa, uFerry Gwata loNyasha Marakurwa. Ku-Life Talk namuhla sixoxa ngodaba lokudlwengulwa kwamantombazana asakhulayo kanye lomhlangano wabasakhulayo oweMandela Washington Fellowship. Thumelani i-text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinde ecingweni ilingene kuhlelo.
Lamlela ndwandwe
Lamlela
Lamlela ndwandwe
Lamlela
Lamlelo amshweshwe
Lamlela nampaba fobembula
Lamlela
kweze maphandleni ilamuhla ngixoxa lomeli wenkai sounds etalele parliamente umnumzana Abednego Bebe baba Bebe ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo
Ngiyabonga ntungamili kunjani mfana ekhaya
Hayi siyabonga siyaphila njalo kunjani khona ngapha enkayi
Hayi enkayi ke sikhangele yona indlala abantu kabazange badobhe okuya ngapi sithi siyakhangela nje ngomumo wezomnotho ukuswelakala kwemali abantu abaphathanga imali ezandleni lapha kuba nzima ke ukuthi abantu baphila njani sikhangeleke futhi lokuthi nje izulu lingananga kakuhle ke izinkomo lapha emakhaya ezikwezinye indawo ziyaswela amanzi okunatha kwezinye indawo zihamba umango emide zisiyadinga amanzi okunatha kuthi ke amanzi okunatha wona ebantwini hayi ama NGO ancedisa laphana kodwa ke akukeneli ukuthi amanzi okunatha analise ukuthi abe khona sikhangele ke ama clinic ungakhangela i ratio yama clinic in terms of kwabathi kona population inkayi ke isigaba esemuva kakhulu sikhangele kulezi zamaclinic ukuthi kona iratio yangkhona isemuva kakhulu ngokudingakala kokuthi abantu kufanele bathole njani uncedo lwezibhedlela bese sikhangela ke ezemfundo zona ngkwazo ezemfundo zona ngkwazo sikhangela ukuthi hayi bantu kudingakala ukuthi ke njengoba vele kule low pass rate enkayi alibana ngawo uhulumende uyakwenelisa ukuthi afokuseke enkayi ukuthi adinisise ukuthi kuyini okungenzakala ukuthi ke especially ukuthi kuqale ukuthi kuqineke imfundo ezema primary into zonke lezi ziselakalayo esigabeni
abantu abanengi kulezi nsuku sesike sabona betshengisela ngodaba lwemali le entsha ebuyayo ethiwa ngama bond notes khona ngale enkayi emaphandleni bathini ngalolu daba abantu
vele abantu ke abayizwisisi leyo ndaba ke kodwa ke hayi balokhu begoqe izandla ukuthi sifuna ukubona ukuthi okuza kwenzakala yikuphi into nje ekhulunywa ngayo kodwa ke nxa ngiyakhangela mbone ngani ke abantu benkayi ngabanye abazaba lokuhlupheka nxa kuyukuthi leyo mali ingaba khona kodwa nxa uthi uyakhangelela ke eduzane izathatha isikhathi eside kume mhlawumbe icine ingabanga khona leyo mali ngoba kusobala ke ukuthi leyo mali kade besithi bayisebenzisa i 200 million ama bond notes ibiyimali kade kuthiwa izavelela ke kulizwe le Algeria iAlgeria ke sithe yona hayi thina kasenelisi sesilenhlupho esilazo so basebekhangela ukuthi ingavela ku-Afro Exim Bank kukhanya la i-Afro Exim Bank ilokho ingani ihlezi phezu kwamaphepha angikhona akula shua ke ukuthi mhlawumbe into engenzakala
hayi siyabonga mhlonitsho bekukuhle ukuba lawe kuhlelo
siyabonga
Belilalele uhlelo lwezemaphandleni sixoxa lomeli wenkayi sounds edalele parliamente umnumzana Abednego Bebe asidibaneni kuhlelo lunye ngeviki ezayo
ngugama
Ngeviki edluleyo kuqhamuke ukungezwani phakathi kwamalunga edale le Standing Committee MDCT phezu kokukhethwa kukamnumzana Nelson Chamisa lomnumzana Elias Muzuri ngomkhokheli walelo bandla umnumzana Morgan Tswangirai ukuthi babe ngabasekeli bakhe okwenze umhlangano walelo dale wachitho sandaqalisa. Utsangirai uthethe lelinyathelo lanxa evelelo munye umsekeli unkosazana Thokozani Khuphe. UMakhuphe wahle waveza ukungajabuli kwakhe ngalelinyathelo watshela uTsangirai ukuthi webhule isisekelo sebandla ngokukhetha uMutsuri loChamisa. Udaba lolu lucine luhlaziywa izolo lidale leNational Executive leNational Council. Kwavunyelwana ukuthi kuguqulwe isisekelo sebandla ukuze amadoda wamabili la avunyelwe ukuba ngabasekeli bakaTswangirai. Umbuzo osukona ngothi kambe kutshoni lokho. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba uPraxedis Jeremiah weStudio 7 uxoxele ncwethi kwezokwethulwa kwezindaba umnumzana Simbarashene Mbaware. Lenye njalo incwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe umnumzana Gula Hove onguye osungula lingxoxo.
UTsangirai usebenzise amandla akhe njengomongameli wabamba ngenkani
ukufakwa kwa moduli lo Tsamisa njengabasekeli bakhe. And lokhu kwenziwe beyizizathu yena uTsvangirai laboBuru bakhe ephathini abayaziyo. Ngoba even nxa sikhangele iconstitution okuyiso isisekelo sokuthi iphathi kumele iyenzeni kumbila amandla aphi ewanika umongameli uTsvangirai, ayekuvumi uTsvangirai akwenzileyo.
Kodwa ke phela izolo babe lomhlangano inkokheli amadala aphezulu awe MDCT baphuma sokuthiwa bavumelene ukuthi kube labasekeli bona labo uChamisa kanye loMtsuri.
Yekuhlangana bahlangene sibili kodwa size uSecretary General wabo esithi umhlangano wenkokheli ufana ne Congress. Uchuthi ke sebethethe amandla eCongress bazinika bona ba-amenda iConstitution. So asazi ukuthi ke nxa sebesenza njengezane ukuthi bayabhostoza izinto bezihlelele bodwa iCongress ingasamanzwa kutshona.
Unjalo behlala izolo. Ukhanya usebenzisile futhi amandla akhe njengomongameli wathi yena ongasekeliyo lesi sinqumo sokufaka labo bobabili njengabasekeli ngalugxobi kuma-elections ka-2018 esebenzisa igama le-MDC. So zatshola ukuthi labo abagcine bevuma abanjengabemathebeleland, even imathebeleland kulawayo esupport ukhuphe ebonakala ingeyosupport ukhuphe bagcine bevunyiswa ngoba bafuna ukurana on i-party tickets ngo-2018.
Ayisibo bugwala na babantu beMandebeleni?
Asobugwala, ibuzama ukuthi begcine ibandla libambene. Siyakhumbula ukuthi unkomo chose ukuthi abe united lezanu uze kuphele udlame le-ground. So I'm thinking ukuthi babekhangele ukhetho luka-2018 ngeke saba lama opposition amaningi. So bathi ke hayi, ngcono sigcine iphathi ibambene kodwa sithi compromise on this. Mina esingakwaziyo ukuthi ukompromisa lokhu kutshoni kwelakusasa.
Wobe wena uthini? Ubona ngani le yicompromise efana nale kankomo?
Kuqalisa njalo unkomo angiboni ukuthi esevuma ukuba part of unity government kwakuyi-compromise yakhe yokuqala. Kungabe kwakukhona nxa singahlolisisa sikulo singathola ukuthi ayekhona amanye ayengani mancane kodwa agcina selida up to a big one njengayonaleka eye-unity ka-86-87. Kodwa sesiphenduka futhi kundaba ye-MDC isibe ku-existence kumbe isiphile okwe-16-17 years kathesi, and sibabona sebelomkhuba wokutshintsha i-constitution. Indaba kusethusa nxa abantu betshintsha i-constitution. Iyethusa ngoba i-constitution ifanana leBhayibhile. IBhayibhile mina nxa ngifuna ukuvuka ngitshontsha kusasa angeke ngalitshintsha iBhayibhile ukuthi ngikhiphe ivesi ethi kungatshontshi, ngoba yimlayo ekhona eyafakwayo okumele siyilandele nxa umuntu ekholwa kuNkulunkulu. Ngakho-ke nxa i-MDC isuthi yona ilwela idemokhrasi, idemokhrasi iqakathekisa izinto ezimbili, izifiso zabantu abakumajority. Okwesibili, i-constitution ukuthi abantu ngokuhlangana kwabo beform MDC kulama principles abawavumelanayo. Kodwa ni in the past 16-17 years sibona uTsvangirai itshintsha i-constitution njalo nje, batshintsha bafaka uTsvangirai ukuthi evume ukuthi kuse more than 10 years ayiphiwe ekuqaliseni, sathi sibonile bayitshintsha ngo-2006 nxa ngaphambanise National Sports Stadium, khathe sebeyitshintshile futhi. And ukutshintsha kwakhona asokutshintsha kubhenefitha abantu, oku-intrentsha uTsvangirai in power. Ngakho kuyethusa ukuthi uzayenzani nxa sengumongameli welizwe.
Mnewethu Simba, uthi wena i-compromise, kambe kungahlala eMandebeleni abantu belokhe kuyi-compromise bazaze babe phambili bona ngasiphi isikhathi?
Uhlupho lukhonapho ekuthinini-ke i-compromise leyi ikhanya incindezela uluhlu lwemathebeleland, ngoba-ke abafowethu abangale kweli lizwe khanya bona kabacompromise ukuthi abantu bangapha eMandebeleni bebe phambili. Ngoba ungakhanya ukuthi ngendlela MDC ekade sihlelwe ngakhona singakhala udaba lokuthi i-succession yokuthi-ke kusuke uTsvangirai sekungena umama uMakhubi, nawe nxa sekubuye abasekeli ababili abesilisa futhi abazwela ngale eMashonaland kusho ukuthi ke umama uMakhophe akaselalo ithuba lokuthi athi take over.
Umnumzana Simbarashe Nembaware yincwethi kwezokwethulwa kwezindaba obexoxa endawonye lomnumzana Kulawove. Incwethi kwezombusazwe bebelo Praxedis Jeremiah weStudio 7. Hayi ke kwanelo kwalamhlanje mthokazi omuhle kodwa singakehlukani sikhangele ebezihamba phambili. Kuqhamuka udlakela edolobheni leShamva oluthiye abanye belimele ngemva kokuba abasekeli beMDCT kade bencwaba omunye wabo behlaselwe ngabasekeli bezanuPF. Kusungulwa umkhankaso wokukhuthaza uZulu ukuthi engachaphi imingcele eZimbabwe kusukela ngomvulo ozayo. Kwanele olivalelisayo nguntungameli Nkomo libe lobusuku obuhle.